Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Joe Tarto. This is one in a series of programs about BIX's fellow musicians. Joe Tarto recorded with BIX Beiderbecke on September 19, 1927. It was a Broadway Bellhops recording session. That's the only time that Joe Tarto recorded with BIX. What I propose to do now is go through a series of recordings of Joe Tarto, beginning in 1920 and ending in 1925. I'm sure I'll have another program about Joe Tarto with his recordings from the late 1920s. Let me tell you a little something about Joe Tarto. He was born on February 22, 1902 in New Jersey. His real name was Vincent Joseph Tortorelli. He died on August 24, 1986, also in New Jersey. He was a jazz tubist and bassist. He started playing trombone at age 12 and eventually settled on tuba as a teenager. He enrolled in the army in World War I. He lied about his age, like so many youngsters had. In 1917, Joe Tarto was 15. He was wounded and then received his release in 1919. And beginning in 1920s, he was a professional musician and worked with Cliff Edwards, Paul Specht, Sam Lennon, Vincent Lopez, making arrangements, played on pit orchestras on Broadway. Chip Devha has a very nice book titled Voices of the Jazz Age, and one of the chapters there is about Joe Tarto. And he tells us, Chip Devha tells us, over the years, Tarto worked on records, films, radio shows, with such diverse talents as the Boswell Sisters, Mildred Bailey, Burns and Allen, Eddie Cantor, Mauricio Valier, Ross Colombo, Perry Como, Bing Crosby, Morton Downey, Cliff Edwards, Ruth Etting, Annette Henshaw, Georgie Jessel, Helen Kane, Billy Jones, and Ernie Hare, Nick Lucas, Irving Kaufman, Ethel Merman, the Mills Brothers, Dick Powell, Lanny Ross, Bill Robinson, Hazel Scott, Frank Sinatra, Kate Smith, Sophie Tucker, Ethel Waters, Lee Wiley and Ed Wynn, not to mention others whose name would probably only be recognized by specialists. So he really had a distinguished career. In 1980, There was an album titled Joe Tardo, the Titan of the Tuba. Well, let's get started with the music. The first recording I want to play is from 1920. Is by a band led by some fellow named Milo Riga. There are several pages of recordings by Milo Riga in Rust's dance band discography, but I really have no knowledge at all about Milo Riga. According to the Lord discography online, Riga had a dance orchestra with the probable personnel: Jules Levy Jr., Walter Kahn on cornet, Harry Redman trombone, someone on clarinet, Wheeler Wadsworth and Dwayne Sawyer on alto sax, Ed Violinsky and Saul Solinsky on violin, Larry Bryars and Frank Banta on piano, or perhaps J. Russell Robinson, John Lucas, Harry Reiser on banjo, Joe Tardo tuba, Joe Green drums, George Hamilton Green xylophone, Billy Jones on vocal every once in a while, and he was Milo Riga was the leader, arranger, and director. This is a collective personnel, so I'm not sure that the recordings that I'm going to play have indeed this particular roster, but there are a couple of nice records from 1920. First, I'm going to play 12th Street Rag. This is from September of 1920. And then I'm going to play I'm a Jazz Vampire. This is from August 1920. So let's listen then to Joe Tardo with Milo Riga, New York, 1920. The I have one correction and one addition. The last name of Joe Tardo was Tortoriello. And the addition has to do with Milo Riga. I did a little bit of Googling and I found in Popular American Recording Pioneers, 1895-1925, by Frank Hoffman, B. Lee Cooper, and Tim Gradchick, the following statement. Under Fred Hager, born December 31st, 1874, died March 3rd, 1958. Fred Hager was born Frederick Wallace Haga, H-A-G-A, in Pennsylvania. And he says, 2 decades later, they were talking about 1901, 2 decades later, he used the name Milo Riga. Riga is essentially Hager's name spelled backwards. Hager, H-A-G-E-R, spelled backwards would be R-E-G-A-H. He had quite a career, and you can go to the internet and read online portions of this excellent book. Okay, let's continue with the music. Joe Tardo joined Paul Specht in 1922, and I have a recording by Paul Specht's Society Serenaders from June 1922. It's Hot Lips. Frank Guarenti's on trumpet, Ray Stilwell trombone, Johnny O'Donnell clarinet, alto sax, C melody. Harold Salier's clarinet, also alto sax, bass clarinet, violin, cello, Arthur Schott piano, Russell Depp banjo, Paul Specht violin, and director Joe Tardo on tuba, Chauncey Morehouse on drums. I will follow that with a recording by the Georgians. The Georgians was a band within the band, and the recording I want to play is Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, recorded on December 21st, 1922. And here the Georgians consist of Frank Guarenti, trumpet and director, Ray Stilwell, trombone, Johnny O'Donnell, clarinet, bass clarinet, alto sax, Harold Salier's clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Frank Smith, clarinet, soprano sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Russell Depp, banjo, Joe Tardo, brass bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. And the date of this recording is December 21st, 1922. So let's listen then to Joe Tardo, a couple of recordings from 1922 with Specht Society Serenaders and the Georgians. Thank you. Next, I want to play a very interesting recording from October 1924. This is Cliff Edwards and his ukulele singing "He's the Hottest Man in Town" and "My Best Gal." That's a composition by Walter Donaldson. Now, what's interesting about this particular recording is that the accompaniment is Joe Tardo on tuba. So here we have a singer with his own ukulele being accompanied by Joe Tardo on tuba. In his book Voices of the Jazz Age, Chip DeFa interviews Joe Tardo, and Joe Tardo tells him about his experience with Cliff Edwards. And I read, "I was discharged in May of 1919, and another fellow and I organized a Dixieland band, and we worked around Jersey for about a year or two. Then I went to New York. My first job was with ukulele Ike Cliff Edwards. During the audition, Tardo remembers, Edwards started calling different tunes. They had dope music. I had to fake it. And the last thing he asked me to play, if I knew, St. Louis Blues, and I said sure. So we started playing, and about halfway through he stopped. He says, I like the way you play. Would you like the job? I'll pay you $75 a week. That was good money at that time. And he said, you start right today at the City Theater on 14th Street. Bring your tuxedo and the horn, and we'll go on at 2 o'clock. And I said to him, I don't own a tuxedo. He says, you don't? Well, you're my size. I'll give you one of mine. And that's how I started with him. We played vaudeville for about 9 months, and it was after the band broke up that I made some records with him that are collector's items. So let's listen then to Joe Tardo on tuba accompanying Cliff ukulele Ike Edwards, 1924.
Every time he struts the blues, doggone fast. He burns the leather right off his shoe. If job and woman flat, although Mays put out the welcome mat. Cause he's the hottest man in town.
Let's stay in 1924 and listen to a couple of recordings by the Cotton Pickers. We have Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Chuck Miller clarinet, Frankie Trumbauer on C melody, Rube Bloom piano, John Cali banjo, Joe Tarto tuba, and Harry Lotman on drums. From December 4th, 1924, Prince of Wales. And from December 6, 1924, Jimtown Blues. So here is Joe Tarto with the Cotton Pickers, 1924.
Thank you.
Let's move now to 1925 and two recordings by the Tennessee Tutors. This was the name of a recording band for Vocalion, and the membership of the band varied a lot. Some of the recordings had Red Nichols and Miff Mall. Others had Vincent Grande, Earl Oliver, or Harry Reaser. The particular recordings that I want to play are from August 12, 1925. And for this date, the musicians were either Jaime Farberman or Harry Gluck on trumpet, Miff Mall trombone, Benny Kruger alto sax, Lucien Smith tenor sax, Rube Bloom on piano. There is a banjo. Joe Tardo is on brass bass, and Ray Bauduc is the drummer. And the two titles that I'm going to play from August 12, 1925 are Charleston and I Had a Sweet Mama. So here is Joe Tardo with the Tennessee Tutors, 1925. Thank you. at Stay in 1925 and bring in a couple of recordings by the Charleston Chasers, again a studio band. Often it was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, sometimes it was the original Memphis Five. It was a Columbia House name for some of their recordings between 1925 and 1930. I'm going to play from August 28, 1925, two numbers, Red Hot Henry Brown and Loudspeaking Papa. We have Leo McConville on cornet, B-small trombone, Dick Johnson on clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Vic Burton on drums. So here is Joe Tardo with the Charleston Chasers, 1925.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings of Joe Tardo from 1920 to 1925. I will have in the future another program with recordings by Joe Tardo from the second half of the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.